seated. I need to get a couple of young men to grab a couple of offering plates and head this way. And I will have our offering here. You can go ahead and just, a couple of you, come on down with them. And please don't forget all the announcements that we had this morning. Brother Justin, probably better to remind us of those here in a few minutes. I know the yard sale is next Saturday. Is that correct? So please remember that. And several things that are going on. And we're very thankful for all the everything that we have an opportunity to get involved in. Here we have the trunk or treat. Is that what we call it? That's what we call it at the sheriff's office. I don't know if it's the same here or not. But it's trunk or treat, and that's coming up on the last Sunday of the month. And so please remember that, an opportunity for you to come and share in a good time of fellowship. And hopefully we'll have some visitors that might come by that evening, so it'll be a great opportunity. Dress up your trunk, just keep it in a fun way and not a scary way. And please, we'll start bringing candy, I would imagine, pretty soon. But again, we'll hear a little bit about that here again in a few moments. Please don't forget the prayer request, special prayer request that we had this morning for Dorothy Holcomb. We want to lift her up in prayer, and Nancy, and just pray the Lord just continue to be with them. She called me on Friday evening and said, please pray for Mom. She's going through some pretty difficult times, so we want to do that. And if we could add her to the prayer list, and so everyone will have an opportunity to get that, see that. So, but let's go to him in a word of prayer again and ask him to be in the service. Pray for God's blessing on the offering. And I know Pastor's got something he wants to share with us tonight, and we look forward to that. Father, we love you and thank you. Praise you for the opportunity we have to be back in your house this evening. Lord, would you please bless in the service. Lord, you know all about what we stand in need of. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, something to be said that would, Lord, just touch our heart, draw us closer to you this evening. Thank you for the message and the messenger this morning, Lord, the great moving of your Holy Spirit. But Lord, we're thankful that we are able to be here tonight. Move those that are not able. Some are going through some difficult times physically. Pray that you be with them, be with those that are traveling this evening. Thank you, Lord, for bringing the children's home back to us. It's great to see them back in your house this evening. And Lord, we just pray that, again, you'd be with us. And I bless the offering, both the gift and the giver. We'll praise you, Lord. Thank you for all that you accomplished here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Word has gotten out that you guys had a great COU meeting this afternoon. I understand you had a great speaker, and a little concerned about you and chocolate. But we'll talk later. And but the word got out that there was also a couple of singers that shared a couple of songs in the COU meeting. Well, if it comes my way, it don't get by. So we said, whoa, wait a minute. If they're going to be here for the service tonight, I'd love for them to come and share a couple of songs that they shared with the COU this afternoon. I know it will be a blessing to you, ladies, if you will.
Yeah. appreciate the singing tonight. Did you enjoy that? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give another round of applause. Let me mention a couple prayer requests and run through a few announcements, and then we're going to share some things tonight, and I want this to be a prayer service this evening, and so I want us to end with meeting me in the altar, all that would, and we'll have a time of prayer together. Of course, as Brother Allen mentioned a moment ago in his prayer, we need to pray for Israel and everything that they're going through. Also, Brother Brian Busby's friend, as I mentioned this morning, the pastor friend that's going through a terrible time. I believe he preached there this morning. Let's remember him. Again, we had a praise report that Dylan Brown, this is the son of Pastor Thomas Brown of Grace Baptist Church, his mother being Misty Brown. He is home from his long hospital stay in Charleston. And Brother Ceylon had eye surgery last Thursday, and he's going to have his other eye done on this coming Thursday, so remember that. And remember Miss Glenda, who's not well, homesick. Miss Dorothy Holcomb, that was mentioned a moment ago, who's in hospice care. Brother Jeff Hodges on the 17th of November, mass on his kidney he's going to have removed. Remember that. Of course, several others on our prayer list, and so just pick up a prayer list, if you would, a bulletin, and so you'll know who's all sick. But also I want to encourage those who are planning on participating in our church yard sale this coming up Sunday to please sign up on our sign-up sheet over here to my right and to your left by the organ, if you would, just so we'll have a number of those, a general idea of who we're, about how many we're going to have. And, of course, this is, I keep saying it, but I want to reiterate it. This is for our projects we're wanting to do around here. And so it's with the understanding of what's sold is that it's going to go for that. And we're going to start on this hallway. We're going to have it totally repainted, redone, updated, upgraded, like the bottom hallway. And then we want to work, after we complete that project, we want to work on the foyer. But then we want to come in the sanctuary. And I'm very careful what I say about the sanctuary, but I do want to say that we do need some updates with some decorations and some matching wall color that matches the hallways. But that's about all for the sanctuary. And so this will do that. Of course, we have some ideas about some more technology. We'd like to get a couple flat screens for the walls behind us. And so we got a vision of where we want to be with these things. And so that is what the yard sale is for. At least the first money-raising project will be that. We got some ideas of maybe a chili cook-off, a spaghetti dinner, things like that, as we complete a project and start a project. Also, again, ministry outreach, inviting people to church, sharing Jesus with them. There's going to be hamburgers and hot dogs there as well. And so remember that. This coming up Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Of course, setup time will be before then. Someone asked, what do we do if it rains? We'll just do our best to relocate on the inside in the fellowship hall. And the honest answer to some of the questions, and I appreciate the questions. I want you to ask questions, but the honest answer I can give is I don't know the answer to every question. Sometimes we just need to do things and trust God's supply. That's where I'm coming from. Also, Brother Allen Clayton mentioned the trunk retreat. We have a sign-up sheet for that. If you would please sign up for that, if you're interested in doing that, the last Sunday night of this month. And there will be no devotion on that night. It's going to be, again, a time of fellowship and food and fun. A great alternative for trick-or-treating and getting involved in some of the worldly nighttime, you know, scare factor that's going on. And so just remember that, if you would. But also, I just want to say that I'm proud of my dad. Proud of my dad. He preached his first message this morning. My dad did, and he's in his 80s. And
he called me yesterday, and
he said, "Son," he said, "I'm preaching my first message tomorrow." He said, "I want to back my wheelchair in the chapel, and I want to let it rip." And so I'm excited for him on that, and I'm hoping to go see him soon over in Macon, Roberta, Georgia area. Just wanted to share that, how proud I am of him, that he is he's starting to preach at his age, where he's at, touching the people, the lives around him. And so that's a blessing to my heart. And so that's some of the things that I did want to bring you up to date, up to speed on. Probably left something out, but that's a general idea of that. Go ahead. And Sailor. Let's remember Ashley and Sailor in our prayers tonight. And again, at the end, we're going to have a time of prayer. And while we're, Brother Allen mentioned that request, does anybody have a prayer request tonight? This is a prayer meeting service. Does anybody have an urgent prayer request, something on your heart? If you want to testify as the kind of service this is, if you have a verse or something like that, however the Lord moves, just giving this service to the Lord tonight, just feel free if you do so. I mentioned these prayer requests and Israel, those that are sick, just want to pray for our church. My church, our church is heavy on my heart, and one thing about the church, the particular area that's heavy on my heart, I mean, number one is reaching the lost, wanting to see souls saved, wanting people to come, but also along with that is just taking care of our church. Again, updating our church, preparing our church for people to come to. That's heavy on my heart. I carry it with me daily. I just want to see us have a place that is being modernized and open and welcome for our community. And so I want us to pray tonight that we'll do well for our yards with our yard sale, and that we would raise the money so we can start these upgrades and updates. I really mean that. You say, Brother Justin, you pray for a yard sale? Yeah, I pray for a yard sale. I believe God put it on my heart for a reason, and I want to pray for that. We should pray about everything that comes to our hearts and minds. And in saying that, updating and upgrading the church, I know, again, money is a factor, and that's why we're trying to do these fundraisers and things such as that. But not just financially, we want the support, but just the support of what we're trying to do. Some of you may have ideas concerning how other ways to raise the money or other things to do around here. Updating things. You may have other ideas as far as outreach and ways that we could reach the community. You may have other ideas as far as music. And I know this is Brother Allen's department, and I do want to say on behalf of Brother Allen, you already know he's a very dedicated man, and he knows the need of the choir. He works all the time towards that, meeting the vision he has, and I appreciate that, brother. But, you know, we want you to know that from me, him, and the leadership here, that we're trying to move ahead. We want to move ahead, but we want your support, meaning if you have an idea to do something, we don't just want an idea. We want you to be willing to do it. I get suggestions all the time, but I can't do everything that's suggested to me. Some suggestions are good. Some may be good, but for a later time. And so if someone has an idea or a suggestion about the ministry here at Calvary, then be prayerful about you doing it. You doing it. I need your support as far as even outreach. I need your support to reach the community. Brother Allen could continue to use your support for the choir. If you used to sing in the choir and you want to sing in the choir again, come sing in the choir. Or if you haven't thought about singing in the choir again, but you did, consider it. Maybe you've never sang in the choir. Consider it. Consider it. Just wanting your support tonight in all these areas. We have the holidays coming up. And, of course, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And with the children's home, there's the tree lot. A lot of coming and going and exciting things happening. I want to do our Christmas communion again and things along those lines. We have our Thanksgiving dinner we're having. You know, saying all that, I want us to take the opportunity and really do something with it, is what I'm getting at. I do want to read a couple verses, if I could, in the book of Haggai. If you would turn to the book of Haggai, chapter number 1. We're not going to be much longer tonight. I just want to share a few things. Haggai is a short book. It's two chapters. It's known as, Haggai is known as a minor prophet, not because of the man, but because of the message. It's two chapters, the book is. And we know that Haggai, the Lord had raised up to encourage the people to rebuild the temple. And in verse number 2 of Haggai 1, the Bible says, "Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built." And so we see immediately that there is a kickback here. And the kickback is that many say that it's not time. Well, what are they doing with their time since they say it's not time for God's house to be built? What are they doing with their time? Verse number 3 and 4. "Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? He says, Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." He's saying that God's house is lying at waste and your house is being beautified. Now, I want to say there's nothing wrong with beautifying our own houses, but I believe God's house ought to be beautiful, even more so than our own house. And I'm not meaning this in no critique. I'm not meaning this in no ill way, but with what we have in the sanctuary and the hallways, would you have that same pattern and same designs in your own personal house? That's an honest question. Well, God's house ought to be better than our houses. And again, that's no knock on anybody, anything. That's just saying that it's time to work on building and rebuilding the house of the Lord. And so he says that there. He says that your houses are updating and upgrading. He says in verse 6, ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. A bag with holes. And so basically he's saying, because my house is in the shape it's in, I'm giving pushback on you. Basically, they're working, but they're not getting anywhere. They're making money, but it's going through their pockets. He says that, I thought about the hamster that's in the hamster wheel. I mean, he's spinning like this. He's just going, 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 going. Do you feel like you're getting nowhere with your life? Is there times where you feel like, well, you just go to work, you come home, and nothing's being accomplished, nothing's being done? Could there be a connection with our church and this? Could there be a connection? So the Lord is saying here through the prophet that he is actually chastising them, allowing them not to move forward. He says in verse 7, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. The other thing I want to mention is in verse number 8, he says, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. And so in order to accomplish what I'm talking about, it's going to take work. It's going to take initiative. It's going to take more than just me trying to initiate the process. I love when somebody takes the initiative and does things without me having to ask. That's a wonderful thing. It lets me know that we're sharing the vision. It lets me know that they're on board. And so, church, I'm asking you to take the initiative. If you see something that needs to be done, let it be something that you're willing to do, or at least suggest to us, and we'll talk about it. But it's going to take work. It's going to take being intentional. He's talking about go up to the mountains and start hacking away, bringing down lumber. And so in verse 8 he says that, but then in verse 14 he says, and the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. And so their spirits were stirred. That's what we're trying to do tonight, is just, and that's what we're trying to do with the yard sale and the vision of upgrading this place, making it inviting for the middle-aged family that's my age to want to come to. We're no competition of any church. We're not trying to be a mega church. We're just trying to do all we can with the church size that we have. We want it to be inviting. And I want to ask you another sobering question. Now I will say this, the preaching is number one in any church. Make sure that's right. But if you were visiting a church, would you visit Calvary? Would you join Calvary? And, again, the preaching must be right, and there must be places for you to serve. But outside of that, I will tell you that a lot of families, younger families, one of the first things they look at is appearance. And if they don't like what they see, they're not coming. And that's just the day and time we're living in, and that is the cold, hard facts, and I stand on that 110%. And I don't know how long God's going to have us here. I want to be here as long as he does want to have us here, but I am going to strive to move forward in that area of modernizing this church. I want to do that. You say, well, it's going to cost thousands of dollars. Well, the Lord shall supply all of our need according to his riches and glory. And so my pitch tonight is, do you share in that vision? Do you share in that vision? It's going to take work, but the whole idea is for there to be a stirring. Now, in verse number 14, I want you to notice three quarters of the way down, it says remnant. The word remnant is used. And the spirit of all the remnant of the people, meaning we're stirred. There's always a remnant that's willing to work. Always a remnant that's willing to work. And I'm wanting it to get beyond the same ones that do everything. I'm wanting us all to share the vision tonight. I don't know if you're hearing me or not, but we're certainly trying to cast forth our heart and how we feel. Chapter 2 and verse number 9, listen to this. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Now the former house was great, but he's saying the latter house. The prophet is saying, the vision I'm casting from the Lord, this, if it is fulfilled, it's going to be greater than the former temple. And praise Jesus for former days of Calvary. Praise the Lord. Those memories are there to excite and stir for the future. But I'm still convinced that we serve a God of the future, of course, a God of the present, but a God of the future. God can make Calvary Baptist Church greater than it's ever been. Do you agree with that? I mean, honestly, do you honestly agree with that? Say amen.
Amen.
If I didn't believe that, there'll be no need for me to pastor Calvary. Because I'm not here to draw a paycheck. I'm not here to just occupy a spot, and put money in the bank on Monday and pay my bills. I can go to Home Depot for that. In fact, before when we left the last ministry we were involved with, I was getting ready to go to Home Depot to get a job application, to make an honest day's wages, to make an honest living, and that's when Brother Snyder called me. And so it's not about just coming to church and going home and occupying a pew and all that. It's about believing there's something greater out there. And I believe that we serve the same God of the Bible today. He's with us. He's never failed us. He's present. And He is a God that can make this ministry greater than it's ever been. And if you have been helping, many of you have helped financially. Many of you have helped physically and donated your time through the years, way before I got here. And I thank you for that. I thank you for that. To God be the glory for your time, your tenure here as a member of Calvary. But I'm talking about from this step forward, from this day forward. We just celebrated 5 years here. And so I'm looking at the next 5 years ahead of us where we want to be. But the only way that we're going to move forward is if we're all in on this. If we all buy into taking initiative, seeing what can be done better, having suggestions, but yet being the one that's willing to step up and commit to making those things come to pass. That's my prayer tonight. That's my heart. Again, it is more than just the cosmetics of the church. It's the life of the church, the ministry of the church, the outreach of the church. And so tonight, that's, again, I haven't shared anything that I wouldn't say again tonight. I may have stepped on, I don't know, somebody's feet tonight by saying about the cosmetics and the designs and how it's been around here, but I don't mean no ill will toward that. I'm just saying the truth tonight. The truth tonight. I love the way this church looks. I love Calvary. I love where it's at in the community. Others disagree and say we ought to be somewhere else. That's a whole other subject. And that's up for conversation for the future, being prayerful over that. But what I'm saying is it's time to move ahead. It's time to make things greater. It's time to make things better. And so we'll leave you with that tonight. I wonder if would anybody meet me in the altar so we could pray over these prayer requests, but also our church. I want to have prayer for our church tonight. If you'd meet me in the altar, we'll just have a silent time of prayer and then I'll conclude service.